Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today in the studio. We are joined by the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Barbie Heck. Barbie, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for taking the time again to come talk to us.
Good morning, Aiden. Thanks for having me.
So it's been a busy start to the year for you guys. I mean, it feels like it's been nonstop, whether it be board meetings, ribbon cuttings, installation banquets. You guys have been just so out in the community. It's always fun to see you guys at events.
Thanks. We had our big installation banquet last month, and yeah, it was a great success.
It was. I mean, that was so fun. USU Eastern, as always, great job on the catering. They always knock it out of the ballpark.
They do. It looked beautiful.
It looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. The placement was great. And then you guys also gave out some awards. I mean, it was pretty cool to see all the different awards and different businesses in the community gathering together to see the presentation of these.
Thank you. Yeah, so this year, so usually our executive board or our president and our vice president that are going out and coming in make the determination as to the awards. This year, they did a business of the year. Sometimes we do small business, large business, but this year they decided to do a business of the year, and they chose Flawless Sheeting. And Flawless Sheeting, not just because they are a terrific business and they have several employees there, but because of what they do for the community, that's why they were chosen as Business of the Year. You'll notice that Flawless Sheeting sponsors so many things, and they're the first to donate, and they really are community oriented. We're just so pleased to have them, and we appreciate them so much. So they were Business of the Year. We gave away, this year we gave away Community Service Award to Carrie Richardson from Apple Country Home. And we also did a Hospitality Award. We haven't done that before. And that went to Bill Hicks at Farlano's. I'm sure if you've been into Farlano's, you understand. You always feel welcome there. And anyway, so, and then of course we did a Board Member of the Year. And this year it was CJ McManus.
And, you know, one thing I loved about all of these awards was how service-oriented they were. I mean, this wasn't just, you know, that you weren't playing favorites with anything. You weren't like, yeah, I like their food. Let's just select them for this. It was so, they're out in the community.
Absolutely.
They're creating a hospital environment. And it's always fun to see in the community. Now, coming up for you guys on February 20th at noon in the SureStay Hotel, you guys have your monthly lunch. And this one, it's going to be a fun one because you're going to have Pastor Steve Swinburn talking about self-leadership.
Yeah. You know, Steve was a speaker for us a couple years ago, and it was about expectation and communication. And man, if you miss that, I'm sorry, because I have people call and ask me if he will, if they can hire him to come speak to their employees. That's how awesome he is. Anyway, so I'm really looking forward to listening to his take on self-leadership. But then also, we're going to be highlighting Hilliker Tech. I don't know if you know Adam Hilliker. He's a new board member. So Hilliker Tech does managed IT services, so he's going to talk about that. Toby's Bar and Grill is going to talk about what they have coming up and what they offer. And then also, Jess Brinkerhoff from USU Eastern Athletics is going to come talk to us about, they have a big event coming up, their casino night, raising money for the athletic program, and also what you can expect from the athletic department going forward this year.
And, you know, speaking of the new board member in Adam Hilliker, you guys have a pretty fun social media initiative going on right now. That was one of your goals coming into 2025. Yeah. Let's talk about what you guys are doing on social media for a second.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure you're aware, but the Office of Tourism and Marketing Elevated recently put together a one-on-one meeting to discuss social media. And we signed up for that training. I don't know if it's still available. If it isn't, you missed out. But if it is, you really should get involved in that, because it really helped us. Amanda sat down with several of us from the chamber and talked about ways we could improve our social media. So we are working on it. And I want to say thank you, Aiden, for the reel that you made for us. A lot of our board members did not know that you were going to be recording what time they attended the meeting. So that was really fun. We got a ton of views on that video. So thank you. But we're trying. Yeah.
And so if people want to stay up to date with the Chamber of Commerce, where's the best place for them to do that?
Well, we have a website, carboncountychamber.net. and then also Facebook and Instagram.
And then, you know, the last major item you have coming up is you have a ribbon cutting right around the corner, and those are always just a blast. So who are we celebrating this go around?
Actually, it's the 1 year anniversary of Farlano's. And we talked about doing a ribbon cutting for Bill when they first opened, but he just wanted to make sure everything was, you know, dialed in, and then it just kind of got away from us. So we're celebrating his 1 year anniversary with a ribbon cutting on Tuesday, March the 4th at noon.
So it's always exciting seeing those ribbon cuttings. I mean, it's fun seeing everyone from the chamber there. It's just fun seeing the community out in general. And there's something about that giant pair of scissors that's just, it's so exciting to see. Now, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just be sure to register for the luncheon by the 13th. You can do that online, carboncountychamber.net, or you can call me at the office, 637-2788.
Well, Barbie, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Barbie Heck, and we were talking about a few upcoming things for the Chamber of Commerce, the main one being their monthly luncheon coming up on February 20th at noon in the Sure Stay Hotel. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.